Okay, we are live. We are live. Greetings. Greetings and salutations, earthlings and beyond. Thank you for dealing with my time changes on this day. It's been a little challenging because I've had Chief in my now space, so I'm not sure what it was kind of like, really. Now space time. Never know when things are going to actually be a little bit like more spot on. If is it this hour? Is it the next hour? Just don't know because things get a little last minute or last, just kind of like spur of the moment. That's the word I'm looking for. Spur of the moment. Welcome to the Postmaster's Basic on the Telegram channel. Postmaster's Basic Telegram channel. This is colon Rachel hyphen Dara colon Prince. Greetings, everyone, postmasters and beyond. I know we have quite a few postmasters on this call, but it is a public call, so you can invite some of your friends and acquaintances to join in the fun. Friday nights, you know, just hang out with us, ask crazy questions about colon Russell hyphen J colon cooled and he's done for the world and the solutions on the table. You know, it seems like we're just on the tip of the iceberg, that we are nowhere near where we need to be with our comprehension of the vastness of what Chief has done for the world and for us, for each of us as a postmaster. So welcome, if you're just chiming in now, welcome on the call. And this will be audio archived within the Postmasters portal on Spotify and Podbean and other fun channels. Apple. Well, I don't know if it's on Apple yet. Okay, so I thought we would talk about tree sap. Yeah, you know, roots and tree sap. This last, let's see here, this last astrology reading for this astrologer that I found on the YouTube, he's really, really cool. He's really, really cool. And he's talking a lot about the body kind of as a, he's making an analogy between a tree. You've got the roots, you've got the sap and the emotions, and they're rising up from the roots and they're rising up through the tree. And that just fascinated me because oftentimes we just talk about the tree and the tree branches and the blossoms and the fruit. Oh, we fail to talk about the sticky parts. You know, those sticky situations and those sticky feelings and those sticky emotions that we have. It's very fascinating how he talks about the motions and how that is the sap, and that moves into lots of interpretations into the feelings, and how that moves out into lots of misinterpretation. And the problem with the feelings is that we're highly, highly, highly indoctrinated and conditioned within our feelings. And so the reason why I wanted to kind of bring this up was not just because of its pertinent to kind of what's going on right now in the world, but because as postmasters, we have a balance, a fine balance between getting a handle over our emotions, our feelings, getting a handle over that, and being neutral and contracting. And if you lack the feeling or the motion or the volition of the root of the or the volition, the root of the condition that you are going through, it may not get conveyed in your writing style as a postmaster in the quantum grammar. With the quantum grammar, correct sentence structure, communication, parse, syntax, grammar that Chief has set up for us. However, on the other hand, if you come from an angle of void of the emotion, void of the volition, void of the feelings, then that also might throw off your writing style. And so it needs to be a fine balance. We have to be finely balanced within this venue. And if we are not finely balanced, then it's going to show. And it's going to show in our writing style. And granted, one of the perks of being within this venue is that as a claimant, you are given this duty, this privilege, this right, what have you, to stop and correct. And, you know, make if you have a typo, if you have a mistake, if you have had the wrong volition or thinking in something and you recognize that, you can come back and give knowledge with that, give closure on that. So that's a very nice luxury. It's not a get out of jail card, a get out of jail free card, right? We have to comprehend that that is not a way to manipulate or control the now space or control our desire or wishes, because that would be something where Chief might say, well, that is getting in the way of the thinking, and we need the thinking to be clear, right? We have to all be in this place, this neutral central place, where we have a fine balance on our motions, where we have a fine balance on our thinking, and be with the correct and a flavorful volition, since you guys are feel like talking about ashwagandha and maple syrup and sarsaparilla as opposed to quantum grammar, then we'll start to bring in those terms just to kind of see if you're listening. Because it's really, truly coming back to the roots. Everything is just bubbling up from there. And I don't know how one might interpret the soul or the spirit. That might be a conversation on a patron call for Chief. Right? So I don't know if that's something that you guys have considered. You know, who's in charge of your vessel right now? Hello, Donald, who's in charge of your vessel? Donald George on the call, who's in charge of your vessel? Who's driving right now? Hello, recovered assets. You know what I'm saying, guys? It all comes down to the roots of the situation, which I guess you could say is the soul condition, the spirit of, and perhaps your purpose. Why are you here? Okay. I mean, maybe you showed up at the wrong channel. Maybe you showed up at the wrong channel because we're having a soul chat, if you will, on this night. It's turning out to be. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to that particular podcast, I highly recommend it, because it talks a lot about the ego and how that ego is really in the way for a lot of us, including myself here. The ego is a problem. It's the problem. It's like the disease of the tree. The disease of the tree that, like, when you are filtrated by something, a fungus, among us, a parasite, some condition of the outer elements, and you are moved to make certain choices, and you're not in charge of your vessel. And even if you are a postmaster, if you're not in charge of your vessel, who's driving? This is the time not just to be aware of when the ego is happening, Donald. It's not just about you. That's a very difficult thing for many people to comprehend. It's not just about you and what you can do and what you can build and create, especially when you're building a corporation, and like Chief is building the largest corporation in the world. And so these are questions that I have to ask for sure. And those that work within the venue, or if you work in a corporation, you have to ask as well, what is the purpose? Is that purpose for yourself? Because that could move you and your contracting and your usuries into a tricky predicament. Now, I'm not trying to judge. I'm not saying that those of us that have gotten into some sort of a predicament or trouble are no good or not good enough. But I am saying to you, it is such a great lesson to think, what got me into that? What got me here? And it doesn't, I don't think it just comes down to the volition. Okay, because sometimes we do have a good volition to help ourselves, help our families. But that's not the problem. Because the problem is, who's driving? And how are they driving? And what's the damage they're causing when they're driving? And that oftentimes is the ego conflicting with that, saying the ego is going to drive. The ego doesn't want to change. The ego doesn't want you to write better. The ego doesn't want you to sit there and study. The ego doesn't want you to comprehend that it's for the, of the, is with the, by the, or in this case, as Marty wrote, for the, of the, is with the, of the, with the, by the. Okay. And it's like, no matter how many times you tell someone it's a 13 word sentence. And of course, Marty has expanded upon that sentence in the chat here by making it a little bit more complicated of a sentence, which is great. He did it correct. But it's the ego that is getting in the way, that's driving, and it's getting in the way of that postmaster writing correctly. And so they're going to make the same mistake over and over and over and over and over because they're not driving. The they that is the they that that you know them to be, let's say, or that I know them to be. I know them personally. Yeah, I know some postmasters personally, and I think, wow, they're so great. Why can't they get this? Well, because they're not in control. Or they're an agent, as Chief would say. But I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it. Because, I mean, you guys, maybe I'm preaching to the choir. You guys know that that is what gets in the way. It's the root of yourself, the soul of yourself. Whatever is dividing you from that, whatever is splitting you apart from that, and your soul wants to live out its purpose, but the ego's getting in the way, and it's conflicting and causing tension and causing conflict, and that sap is rising, creating emotions, and then you have the potential to have all these different feelings about it. And that's very normal, you know? I think it's very normal. But I mean, it's just like, it's like we're not that unique. As I always, this is kind of, you know that, you guys know that, right? We're not that unique, each of us. We're just kind of like these kind of clueless folk down here on the earth plane. We're just kind of, who knows how much mind control we're all under. Our heads would probably explode if we knew the truth. The truth, the truth. But the one thing you can know is what's true for you. And that means connecting directly with your spirit, your soul, your roots, getting past the feelings and the emotions, but not disregarding them, not saying, oh, they don't matter, because they do. And we oftentimes have to go back through them to get to the root of the situation, to get to the soul purpose. And the way that we ultimately can do that, as explained rather in part of this video, this podcast, was that we need to, we're gonna be challenged by the astrology right now, by what's going on with the conjunctions and the moving planets, and you know, just like a ball moves on a basketball court, the players move and they're affected by it. As we are in our system, our solar system, or whatever we're in, that we're affected when things move and shift. And so we're naturally forced to make these shifts and changes. We don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. This is just what is what they're saying. And so as we come to terms with who we are and how we deal with stuff, the one thing I know for sure, for the sure, is that truth feels light, right, and bright. Truth feels light, right, and bright. And that is the way, that's the path. And when we lie to ourselves, and I'm not saying that we are lying to ourselves. I mean, you could be telling the truth to yourself. I'm not saying that just because something doesn't feel 100% truth or light, right, bright, that it's not true. I'm not saying that, because sometimes we have to actually get out of our own way to really comprehend that it is true, right, light, and bright. That, and for us, right? It's the ego that might say otherwise. But ultimately, my point here is that when we take the time to look within, what is going to feel light, right, and bright is true for you, and not for someone else, but for you. Do more of that. And this is the earth experiment. This is the earth experiment whereby we have to do trial and tribulation. And as we do trial and tribulation over and over and over again, we start to get better at it, right? We start to drive that Ferrari better. Just like when we write those quantum sentences and realize that we have a cause and we have a consequence from that cause that moves us in through the verb of thinking into our possession and authority, and like really dissecting that and what that means. I mean, that's, we can get better at articulating that through our sentence in quantum grammar, even though it's designed to be emotionless or adjective free. Sounds like a diet, right? It's a mathematical grammar diet. Oh God, help us. No, it's designed for you to be able to be balanced, a balanced writer. For you to be able to write from a place without the ego, without the emotions, motions, without the feelings. But we need those in order to get to that position, right? We need to have all that happen in order to create circumstances whereby we then have to put together contracts and word terms to explain why we need to communicate with someone else, our terms, why we want a contract with them. You know, they have something we want. That's pretty simple. They have something we want and you have something they want. And so you guys contract together. And hopefully with this quantum grammar and this venue in the best way possible. That's all we're saying. Anybody who wants to freaking rip this venue, I mean, F you, bro. We're just trying to make a better way to joinder, to create joinder. That's it. Because we're babbling fools and we need a little bit of help. I mean, I don't see why people got to rip it so much. I think part of it could be the fact that, you know, Chief has done what he's done and they find that hard to believe. Even though they secretly want it. They secretly wished and manifested a man who could come in and have the knowledge to do what he did, and then he did it and they can't even believe it. Do you see the irony? Do you view the irony? Absolutely criminal behavior. They want to believe in a constitution. They want to believe in religion. They want to believe, I was going to say Jesus Christ, but hey, I mean, it can't knock the bro. But they want to believe in religion, their church. They want to believe in UFOs. They need that constitution. For what? Hasn't it been causing them all these problems? When I think about my friends that are spending all this precious time with the people from their church and not their spiritual friends, their true spiritual friends, you think I don't think that is not hurtful? That they have potentially been stolen? But you know what? That's them. That's their thinking. Not on me. They're brainwashed, obviously, indoctrinated, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's got their own life. I get it. But it kind of sucks sometimes, not gonna lie, like knowing that there could be some sort of argument right under the rug at the front door of my parents' house at any moment, if things go a little awry, if things get a little bit off the track. Doesn't that kind of stink? Aren't we past that yet? Not yet. But we're getting there. We are getting there. So welcome on the Postmaster's Basic, if you're just tuning in, I was dialoguing in my monologue self. This is colon Rachel hyphen Dara colon Prince, and I was just kind of going off on the whole concept of balance. Oh, and tree sap. But then you'll have to listen to the beginning to really comprehend what that's all about. And this will be saved in the audio archive, the Postmaster's portal. Let's see what's in the chat. So we've got Let's see here. Okay. Thanks for commenting, guys. I appreciate the fact that you can hold a conversation in the chat and that we are starting to come into the same frequency. It's like kind of herding cats at the beginning. I get it. Especially we have some rogue elements. But I don't. I mean, hey, it helps bring me and tune me in as well. Helps me channel in the value, the values that we need to be talking about right now in our community, and our community that expands just past the Postmasters at a quantum venue out into the world for those on the fence, call them on the fencers, considering getting a claim of the life or taking that step into a new paradigm, because that's really what it is. And then there's others who are just here to kind of learn what we're all about, just like some cult. It's great. You know, I like to call the elephant in the room out because why not? It just wouldn't be fun otherwise. I mean, forgive my candor and condescending tone, but you guys, you gotta know that anything can be called a cult, right? Any like a football team, football team, the people who like show up all 80,000 of them in one stadium, you know, that could be cult-like as well. I try to explain that to my parents. Hey, well, it could be cult-like the football that you watch every Monday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday too, Dad. Oh, yeah, what about that? Right about that. Yeah, culture. Culture. It's not football. Football season in Europe, right? It's football, soccer. They have their own cult. The cult culture. Oh, another great thing on this podcast the guy was talking about was that we don't have we all have universal emotions, and there's not like European emotions, North American, former US emotions, people who think they are in the US emotions, or Chinese emotions, or German emotions, whatever. I thought that was very, just very astute, right? Because there are some things that are universal. For lack of better words, global and of the human condition. We all concur the sky is blue. We concur that there is fear. We might have troubles really comprehending what the differences are, but like when you turn on a light, the rats scurry. You know, or the cockroaches scurry, they're operating out of a condition of fight or flight, survival of the fittest, survival or death, right? So we can kind of bring it down to those common denominators, and we are not that much different. And if we are operating in those basic motions, because there's not that many, happy, like, what is happy? Just like a feeling of like joy. Like happy is like, okay, thriving and or like living. I mean, those even aren't emotions. Anger, fear, joy, happiness are like, I think there's just like a few. The emotions are so limited. There's only a couple, right? But it's all the terms that we the and the dysfunction, dis of the functions. That we then that we create culture out of. Like, my culture is better than your culture, and my culture has this and this and this, and your culture has this and this and this. Well, at the end of the day, it's thriving or not. So, which is it for you? At the end of the day, can you be in connectivity, and what does that look like? What does connection look like in your life? And it happens everywhere, including the grammar. Are you connecting with the words on paper? Are you connecting with the words? What are the words trying to convey? I don't know. But it takes practice. And I don't think, as I have said this before in some of our contract writing basics courses through fortheclaimofthelife.com, where the members get to, the members of the website have the privilege of learning more about what Chief's technology is all about. That website is basically just a training portal to learn. And in the contract writing basis course, I have said many times, better that you really comprehend this in your heart as opposed to your mind, because your heart is always going to speak the truth. And if you can come from that place, then you'll know it. You'll just know it. That kind of I visualize Chief speaking of the heart, of his passion. So that's why when some people might say, "Oh, well, there's this mistake or this typo," or so, yes, okay, it's fine. We can stop and correct that, or that is something to be knowledgeable about. I get that, but it goes way beyond that, because it's going to be conveyed in the performance and you will get what you want if that is all buttoned up. That's why this tech is so great. You could have freaking some spelling mistakes, or you could do something wrong, but it's not just the volition, but it's the purpose with which that is communicated, or I should say it is the method by which, or the mechanic by which the purpose is communicated through your contracting, through your language, through your daily or day-to-day operations. I've told people this before. I may not be the best writer, but when I do write, I am very, very sure to make sure that I am clear, that I am conveying the purpose. And this happened, my turnaround moment was when I recognized that I needed to file in and get the fiction to do something for me with their method. okay? Because I had to conform to their method and I needed them to do this for me. And I needed to do it a little bit different. I needed to do what they wanted, file in their paperwork and do it in quantum grammar. Okay. And that was my thinking until it didn't work those rejection letters came and I was like, wow, they're what the heck, man? What's going on? And then via my studies and workshops, and I finally came to the comprehension, and this is something that each of you has to come to the comprehension on your own. Okay, because I could say it to you now, and I'm going to, but you guys have to come to this comprehension on your own. Don't fall into the trap of the fiction. What Chief is offering us is a way for us to be able to articulate our wish, put that forward, and watch it move. Watch the earth open up for us. And not in like a, maybe I shouldn't use that metaphor because that sounds really like godly. And I'm not trying to make it godly. I'm not trying anything. I want it to be very down to earth and simple. It needs to be very comprehensive, casual, practical. You know, this is you having a simple need and comprehending that the fiction, you're not going to do what the fiction wants you to do, but you're going to do what you need to do in a correct manner with the correct method. And command it, because it is so. Without being bossy, without being controlling, without being emotional, without having too many feelings, without letting your ego get in the way, without, right, the whole tree, the whole enchilada tree, right? Because it's like, we just went from juggling one ball to juggling like 100 balls. And so when I comprehended that I have already done my tickles of corporation. I have already created that, generated my corporation, my market trade port. I'm just giving them closure of what I've done. It changed my world. Because I was backwards. I was like, well, here's what they need. And if I have to give them what they need, here's how they're going to need it. And if I could just do this, and I could write this one in italics and put that one in brackets, and then maybe do this one in quantum, then maybe that it doesn't matter. That none of that matters anymore. Not in this venue. And that is the freedom. That is liberation. That's the liberation we've all been looking for. I mean, when it comes down to brass tacks. We're simply giving closure to an entity that is designed to work for our benefit, not the other way around. We lost sight of that. We think and have thought that they are our controllers and they tell us what to do and that they tell us how to do it. Which is really cool because they were wrong, first of all, and they were babbling, second of all. The government is not here for that style of control. We're just not. Which is why, as a postmaster claimant with the claim of the life from colon Russell hyphen J colon Gould, you can learn to navigate your world. You get to make choices for the betterment of your world and the world itself, and let the governing bodies or the systems in place, obviously they're fiction for now, but we get to let them know, you know, what we're up to. And that's just so, I mean, that's, they should be honored that they have such wonderful parts of their community. So, but obviously we all know that's, they don't care and they don't see it like that. And they're not those style of thinkers, and that's okay. But what we are each doing, as I said on the last, well, I can't remember now where I've said it because I do a few of these different live streams, but I was talking about this as a postmaster, opening up your sea lanes and having this crystalline grid that you are building around you, and we're building that all over the world. And think that we are connecting that with Chief and all of the things that he's done. And we have just, we're building this crystalline, amazing grid. This cool, really cool, cool structure. Because I know that some are have a different style of gridding. Even myself, there's different styles of gridding. Of gridding your space, self-safeguarding it, doing it, you know, at your home or when you navigating in a car or what have you, right? Bubble of the love, anyone? But I'm just saying that this is a different style of grid. Really cool. And Chief has set that up and he's got that going all over the world. In lots of different locations, key locations. He's already spent the valuable time and space to take care of those and grid those for us. Something that we maybe can't really see or visualize, and so it seems maybe less valuable. Which is kind of why it's valuable to talk about it, because it's like a real thing, and a lot of spiritual healers and people are doing amazing work out there to grid and say prayers and do gridding meditations, what have you, right? Moving out demons. Moving them on out. If I told you some of my demon stories, wow. Start to really shift your paradigm. Shift in mine. Not everything's operating in the five senses, as you guys know. I know I'm speaking to the choir on some of this with some of you guys, but for those of you that don't know, who've never gone into that, you know, I think I am going to tell this story. There's a dog that was a ferocious barker in one of my neighborhoods that I lived in. And this ferocious barker all the time, bark, 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 bark. And I was just like, wow, this is what I get. This is, you know, just some sort of karma. But I couldn't figure it out. I muscle tested it. I couldn't figure out, why is this freaking dog going off? Why does this dog keep barking? And then one day I left with some friends and I came back and my dog kind of looked like she like tore up the place, had accidents all over. And I tore up part of a bench. I was like, what is going on here? What, how is this even possible? Well, I did a little bit of investigation of my own and I found out through muscle testing that There was a demon on the loose, if you will. And the demon on the loose was from the neighbor's house that took a little vacay because it was invited in. And then you might think, well, how did that demon get invited into my house? How could a demon get invited into your house if you've gridded it? So I was like, my dog, my doggy dog, she invited it in. She asked it in. And I was like, wow, man, that's new. That's it. That's like the animals are getting pretty conscious. Watch out. Your animals are pretty conscious right now and they're talking to you. But those of you that are really into your animals, I know you know this. But I was like, a demon? And I said to my dog, I was like, you can't be inviting this riffraff over. And lo and behold, I was outside and the dog was barking. And I was like, man, that dog, he was barking. He's barking. He's still barking. And something hit me and I downloaded, oh my God. That dog is barking to try to get help for its master, who has a demon, who came over to the house, invaded my space, messed around with my dog, and is trying to alert someone. That's why it's barking. Poor dog. Finally had some empathy for it, some compassion. I thought maybe it was just old and sick and blind and almost ready to die. Instead, realized this dog knew the truth. You're just joining in now. I know this story could seem very off target, but it does have a point. And so I did some prayers and I cleared some space and I asked for the demon in the master to go away and go back to the light. And I muscle tested again and I was like, okay, it seems clear. Okay, my neighbor's demon seems to have left. Okay, great. Won't be bothering us anymore. And the dog should settle down and kind of stop barking within about 30 days because it's been indoctrinated itself. It's been training, right, for this moment to ask for help. He's barking into the valley. Hey, I need help. My owner is freaking out with the demon. Anyway, now it's been about a month later. And guess who isn't really barking a lot? Oh, yeah. The neighbor's dog. He barks here and there a little bit. But it's like it never even had a problem. And so, if you don't ask, if you don't know to get there in your thinking, if you don't know that these things are even possible because they're just out of your wherewithal, they're just out of your perception because you're so focused on five senses, then how are you going to know what to do when the fiction, the chameleon fiction, comes at you? Because they're operating with those terms. They're searching, and they're masters in their own right of some of these mechanics. Now, and hey, get Chief to talk about it. He hasn't talked much about that. He talks a little bit about it in War Castles, but I mean, let's get into some. He talks a little bit about it in Piercing Dynasty. The documentary, Piercing Dynasty, when he talks about what he did inside the Vatican. Remember that? A little bit trippy. With the remember the divine feminine energy and the masculine? Chief is a master of the hidden, the cult. He's read and syntaxed many, many books and learned codes that have been deeply, deeply bedded into the systems, into the culture, the cult, the society, the world. So don't think for a minute that Chief doesn't operate in as in a multidimensional man, as I say about him, galactic man doing the things galactic man can. Okay. Multidimensional man doing the things multidimensional man can. And I could go on. Okay, so we all have to handle the multiverse in our own way. But as soon as you start to think that it's cut and dry, and that things are mysteriously showing up in your world without reason, without explanation, without justification, oh no. Think again. There's likely something that you are either attracting in or that you are missing, or that maybe you need to meditate away and get it out of your now space. Again, as we say almost on every call, and Chief has concurred, program your now space or else it shall be programmed for you. Well, we are on about an hour of our call. Estelita, thank you. I do have a bit of a dry sense of humor. I think I was born in the wrong body. Actually, I was conceived in London. Thank you very much. So somehow it might have been while I was in my mother's tummy that I picked up on some of that British humor. If only I could articulate myself as some of the British do. Wow, language. Interesting. Interesting thing, language. I mean, granted, babble. Lots and lots of it. From every angle and every orifice, if you know what I mean. So, there was a question recently about the quantum banking system. And I do want to just say, Chief has said many times, the quantum banking system, it's a very big concept. It's very vast. And who would open a bank, as Chief says, when there's lots of bad guys? You know, that's kind of a predicament. A sad one. But on the other hand, one of the good pieces of news that I would like to convey with you guys is that some of the more advanced postmasters, okay, some of the postmasters with more skills or who have been to some of the workshops do get some of the technology for some of the outer branches, or I should say foundational branches, or no, some of the roots. Why don't we just go straight to the root, since we've been talking about the tree on this day? But they go to the root of the tree of the banking system. Ah, yes, the grammar roots. We are on the cusp of something very, very, very precious, very cool. And as I was saying, that some of the more advanced students or claimants or postmasters, if you will, are getting a very, very, getting very special training. They may not comprehend it yet, but they're getting very, very special training. Because they're learning about Chief's quantum stamps. And the quantum stamps that they can use that are backed by assets, metals, metal assets that are backed, can use those on some of their contracts, are learning in a tangible way, some of the roots of the banking system. It's a key piece. And so I know Chief is hard on himself, and you know, he talks about what he can't do, which is frustrating for him. But let's give him some credit where credit is due. He works in his metals labs. He does work, and he does make gold. He does make metals. He does build assets, and then backs those with those quantum stamps that we had at the first Fee for Freight auction and Confab in Phoenix last year or last fall. They all got a piece of that. They got a part of that. Each of them got a coin, a quantum coin, as well as had the chance to trade for some of the quantum stamps. And they're getting to learn how to use those stamps and make them work for them. And so if we can comprehend that we are actually doing a lot of good deeds with these contracts and with this stamps on those contracts, and how that actually moves the cargo, moves the words, moves the thinking, moves your volition, those of you that are doing that, I mean, that's quite a feat. And I don't think it gets enough credit. And so I want to give it a little bit more credit where credit is due. You know, Chief doesn't always talk about it like that. And I've encouraged him to really, you know, give himself a little bit more props here, more credit, because that is a big feat. That is something that others can't say they can do. I mean, I don't know where this isn't just, you know, sticker season in the 1980s, you know, when we had those sticker books. So this is true true stamps that are able to move contracts, that are able to ship things, to move things around. And that is a foundational piece of quantum banking. So anyway, the next time we're on a patron call or have Chief on the call, we'll give him some space for talking a little bit more about that. And also we can give him some kudos for that, because I'm sure he would love to hear that from us. Because I don't think we fully grasp it, not even me, but I think we are starting to, and we will start to come into the comprehension of what that really means for the venue, for the people of the world, and for the fiction as well. So anywho, I am going to keep it short on this night. As I said, I have Chief in my now space. And so I am going to finish the call a little early. We usually do like an hour and a half or so, but I just want to give you guys a lot of space and gratitude for sharing and caring. And remember, right, bright, light, light, right, bright, light, right, and bright. What is true for you? So blessings for you guys. Thank you for your aid and camaraderie. Is that right? Camaraderie. And I appreciate you guys back. Thank you for some of the love in the chat. I appreciate that. And hopefully we'll see you in the study groups within our quantum venue, in our Postmasters training portal within the For the Claim of the Life website. Keep studying, keep syntaxing, carry on. Blessings.